Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Inside.
Bishop Briggs with Dream on Alt Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7. And I'm very excited right now because we're here at Buffalo River Works and we're joined by Bishop Briggs herself.
Hey!
How are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here.
I can tell because when you came in, you gave us like the biggest hug, each and every one of us. I'm here with Shannon, Emily, and Lexi, and we're all ready to start our girl band.
Yes. I also, when I came in, I'm so appreciative that you didn't mention this, but I fell. I fell on all the wires and my excitement.
Caught her over here.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you did.
I just have to be honest. But yeah, we've started a girl band. We're coming up with names.
Yeah, we have to figure that out. Yeah, Shannon and I don't play an instrument.
But you're like the front, you're the frontman.
Right.
I think.
We're the hype girls.
The hype girls, yes. And you play drums, you play bass. Oh, okay. So.
It's nothing that I'm not bringing anything to the table.
Well,
yet.
I think if I'm going to be in this band, I kind of want to do something different. So okay. I'm going to bring out a flute. I've never played, but
I tried to play the flute when I was like in second grade because Titanic was out and I had to learn how to play the flute part. And then I didn't really stick with it because I'm not really musically talented. So that's why I'm on radio. So I just talk about music.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so cute for Titanic purposes. I love that. Right.
But we were saying, and you were bringing it up, that you want to do the kerfuffle shuffle. So we are going to school you in that, and you can get everybody out there in the crowd to do that tonight.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Well, I was practicing how to say it, but okay. I didn't know that there was an actual shuffle.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Are you going to show me? Well,
oh, absolutely. Of course I will.
Shannon's the queen. It's her thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what? I'm so excited right now.
Oh, it's fantastic. Believe me, you're going to love every second of it.
If I can describe what the kerfuffle shuffle
is. Please do.
Do you remember when Ashley Simpson was on SNL and they caught her lip syncing and she did a hoedown out of awkwardness? That's what the kerfuffle shuffle is.
Oh my
gosh.
You know what?
Because that's really
right.
What happened with you, right?
Yeah.
You got stuck out on stage and you got
she was
awkward
told to
dance.
Go up. Robert DeLong was playing and they were like, okay, he's wrapping up. Go out there, Shannon. Go out there. And she was like, but he's not done. But go.
No.
So then she just started dancing.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Robert DeLong's playing his thing.
No.
So that's the kerfuffle shuffle. If it happens to you while you're performing, just keep singing.
Okay. Okay.
Pay no attention.
Wait, you're going to come out?
Oh, no.
I don't think want her to.
Oh, no. No.
Wait,
no.
That would be kind of fun, though.
No.
If you came out and did the
maybe.
Kerfuffle
I don't think you have a say in this anymore, Shannon.
I know.
Maybe I will.
That would be so cute.
All right. We'll totally do it. I do have to bring something up.
Yes.
And I have said this on air, and I have said it on my Twitter and my Facebook pages, that there's a picture of you online. And when you look at it really quick, I swear to you, it looks like Emily. So I swear that the two of you are kind of like each other's doppelgangers.
Sort of. I'm so excited.
Well, except for the fact that Bishop Briggs' sister is here right now.
Yeah,
because
she is,
that's
yeah.
the real
oh,
doppelganger.
All right.
Because I said, and she's your band manager?
Yes.
Your tour manager?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, she's my day-to-day manager while we're on the road and in life. And she conquers it all. But yeah, we do look a little similar. I mean, we always just look like we're really excited to like eat some pie. Like that's just like constantly our face is just like, ah! And so she's the same as me. Yeah.
So is it hard to separate like, you know, family and then, you know, work and the road and how do you keep a good relationship between the two of you?
I have no idea. I mean, we are learning every single day, aren't we?
Would you like to get on the interview too? Let's hear her side.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not. No, I think it really helps. And I was telling you this a little bit earlier, but I think it really helps that we're best friends. I think if we were just sisters or perhaps she was just my day-to-day manager, you know, we probably wouldn't have the dynamic that we have. But there's nobody that understands me more than her. So that's really, really nice.
That's the group awe, right?
Aww.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a 4-year-old daughter, and she loves your music.
Oh.
And I saw this picture of you meeting this little girl that was dressed in the like Adidas jumpsuit.
Yes.
With the buns.
Yes.
Like she looked like a mini you.
Very cute.
How did that feel?
Oh my gosh. I mean, every time that I experience anything like that, I mean, even if it's an adult, but when it's a child, I mean, like the cuteness level is right. just out of control. I just want to put them in my pocket and take them home with me. But that's weird and that's not allowed.
That's probably illegal.
That's illegal, I would say. Yeah.
All right. So we'll stay away from that.
Yes.
No, don't bring your kids tonight. Okay?
Yes.
that's the PSA.
Yes. And make sure they don't dress up as me. Yes. I love that we've like made this so weird. It was such a cute, beginning.
Sorry.
And we made it weird.
We went there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. So I want to ask you, Nick Rivers, he interviewed you a little bit earlier this week, and you guys were talking, and he mentioned something that you have a vinyl collection. You're a big vinyl collector.
I this past tour, actually got a ton of vinyl that I'm really excited about. And it was all like the classics. So it was Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, but then I threw in like Lord and, you know, like the Royals era, you know, pure heroin era. And I mean, I went overboard this last tour. It was really, really fun.
Love Otis. I'm a big vinyl collector as well. So
you are?
Yes, I think I have the biggest collection here. So
oh
I'm just
going to
say that. Yeah, it's like 500 records and counting.
Do you have a cool display of it?
They're all on like big shelves.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm waiting for the floor to fall through because I rent. So the landlady will love that.
Oh my gosh, but you need to like put some of them up against the wall.
Well, yeah, they're all down, and I have them framed, yeah.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
So come over, it's easy.
Yes, I know, wow.
I think with the girl band that we're forming,
yes.
You'll probably be back to Buffalo more.
I have to be.
Yeah.
Practice space at
Yeah, rehearsals. Rehearsals, we got to get on it.
And the other thing we have in common is I heard that you like to watch The Real Housewives.
I do.
Now, which franchise?
Okay, all of the above, truthfully, and okay. I'm not one of those people that's just trying to like cop out.
But let's get real.
But let's be real. It could be Atlanta. It could be OC. I do love Jersey because
Jersey's my favorite.
Guys, I was waiting for that. Because there's no filter. Like it is one of those ones where you're like, if they were filtering themselves, they wouldn't have said that.
Right.
You know. Whereas the other ones, you know, there could be. They're aware that the camera is
but
there.
They're trying to, you know, put up a front.
Yeah. Yes.
No, the Jersey ones are a little bit more mafia, you know.
That's totally. Why I love it, because I'm part Italian, so I'm like,
yes. Mm. And oh, Beverly so Hills, because they're glamorous.
I know. I love, I mean,
we can see
honestly.
Who's not the Real Housewives fans over here, Emily and Lexi, clearly.
Well, you guys aren't?
I don't know. They're not
I watched a little out. Bit, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's smart of you to, you know, to appear that you don't watch. That is smart. I should have never mentioned it because
well when I saw there was like a video interview with you
yes.
and you said it and I was like oh my god I have to talk to her about that.
I know
I
well it's just I can't lie right. You know I can't lie. I mean I could
right
but it just felt like I was going
do you want to redeem yourself. Is there something else you prefer to watch like that's more
that's the problem
like stimulating.
No that's the problem. I mean I read a lot but I
well, that's good.
Yes
I'm not much of a reader.
Okay.
But I did want to ask you, when's the album coming out? Because you have an EP.
Yes.
We love that.
Thank you.
But when are we going to hear more?
I'm really excited. I mean, if you come to the show tonight, you'll hear a lot of the music that would be on something like an album.
Okay, so we'll get a sneak peek.
Yes. But yeah, I think it's the goal for every artist that you have an album that represents you and represents that time in your life. So I'm just going to say coming soon. I mean, I'm definitely going around your question.
Well, good things take time.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I hope
maybe
so.
Maybe by spring.
Well, I hope so. All these things I hope and I'm really excited about.
Well, we're excited for it too. And everybody here in Buffalo, very excited to see you tonight as well.
Oh, thank you. Yay.
So
I can't wait.
Be sure to get your tickets. You can still grab them at the door. They're $45. Get on down here to Buffalo Riverworks. Check out Bishop Briggs. And here's River now on Old Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.